Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We've been talking about Ron Paul and how Huffington Post thinks he can win the election. Also, the fear of the unknown that Americans are going to have to overcome in order to embrace something like Ron Paul, because his message is essentially, hey, you know, the government can't take care of you, so you better figure something else out. Now, of course, there are ways to do that, and there are some things that worked in the past that could work again, like, for instance, mutual aid societies, as opposed to things like, you know, government-provided health care and things like that. But people are going to need to rediscover these ideas. They've never really known them, because the government doesn't teach you this stuff. So we've kind of been there and also talked about the Occupy movement and the Tea Party and the frustrations that Americans are having. Let's continue and take your calls, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. A little bit more about Ron Paul. Plus, Mark, you want to talk about this 999 thing? And honestly, I have no idea what it even is. It's apparently some big deal with one of the presidential candidates. So we'll see what you have to say about that. But first, Christian is on the line in Kansas City. Christian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Well, me and my girlfriend tonight, we are just listening to the show, and I've been trying to convince her to become a liberty lover. Though we're having a discussion, and I think you guys can answer some of her questions better than I can.
So she's having you ask the questions for her, or how does that work?
Yes, I will. I will.
Okay. As opposed to us actually talking to her.
No, we have them written down, and I'll be reading them off.
I see. Is she nervous? Is that what it is? She just want to get on the air?
Right. Correct.
That's all right. I totally understand.
Well,
so go ahead.
One of her biggest questions is this: is how would a free market educated society if one is poor? Because if you have to pay for an education, and if one is poor, you wouldn't be able to do it. And
great question. You know, the question presumes that education has to be expensive. And there's no reason for that whatsoever. The reason why education is expensive today is because you've got a monopoly, a virtual monopoly providing it. All right, it's true. There are some private schools out there, but the private schools can only really market to the segment of the population that is able to pay for school twice, essentially. So they're paying for school through the government's taxes, the property taxes, for instance, and then they'd have to pay on top of that to send their kids to property to private school. So therefore, it's a very, very small market of potential students that they're marketing to. And because there are so few private schools that are able to do that, they're costs range dramatically. Actually, there's a private school down the street from the studio here that charges about the same per student as the government spends, so about $14,000 per year per
student.
There's
one around the corner from my house that charges a tenth. A religious organization that
like
charges
$1,400 or something like that?
It's like $1,500, a tenth of what you know, a student has to, you know, it costs per student here in this area to send someone to public school.
Right, so you start looking at some of the alternatives out there. Homeschooling is also a very affordable way to educate kids. But aside from that, there's also things like the Sudbury School, which is a way for kids to go to a location and essentially engage in unschooling. And that doesn't have to be a very expensive method. So when you actually have the marketplace that is in charge of education instead of this government monopoly situation, you have true innovation. You have the ability for people to start up a school if they don't think that the other schools in the area are providing the you know, the services and the price that people are looking for, and so that drives prices down. So it presumes that education will be expensive, and that's the wrong presumption to make. But even beyond that, there's always charity and other ways for people to get scholarships.
Sure.
And things like that.
I want poor kids to get educated, so I'd be willing to give to something like that. And
I
get to
the United Way every year.
Half of my income into you know, taxes, I'd have more money to give, and this would be true for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a flaw in the question, is the assumption that poor kids are getting education today.
True.
They're 20%. This is their numbers. 20% of graduates, not dropouts, graduates of public school are functionally illiterate.
Wait a minute. That's nationwide,
that's
right?
That's nationwide.
Not
in
urban.
Some districts, in urban areas, often it's as high as 40%.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 4 out of 10 poor kids are not able to read, at least on a functional level, right now. So as far as I'm concerned, you could stop government school tomorrow and have numbers that are that bad.
Right, I would agree. I try to make that point to her, but you guys do a much better job than I do.
We do it for a living.
So I appreciate it.
One thing I'd like to point out before you go on, you can't argue somebody into a point. What you need to, this worked with me and my wife. I mean, my wife came on board with these ideas because over time they acclimate to the idea. You can't have a sit-down discussion and let's get this. You have to approach every issue with love and respect. And I'm not just telling you. I'm telling everybody who's listening. No matter what you're trying to convince someone of, a debate won't work. Now go on, please.
Okay, all right. Well, my girlfriend just picked out this one. Okay, so what would happen to a child that's removed from neglected homes, like foster parenting, and how would a free market deal with that?
Good question. And again, remember, there's always this caveat of we don't exactly know how the marketplace would come up with ways to handle what sort of creative solutions the people who actually give a damn. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in the government social services department is heartless bureaucrat, but they do exist. And, they don't have the same incentives as people that are, say, maybe working for a volunteer organization. For instance, you know, the government bureaucrat wants to get a pension. They want to get a paycheck. Whereas the volunteer is helping with a charitable organization because that's what they care about. They're not looking for a paycheck. They're not looking for a pension. The income for them is psychic. It's the income of being able to help somebody out in a situation. And so if you look at the government's, again, look at what we have and think of how could it be worse than you've got the government taking kids out of homes, which may actually be bad places for them, and then placing them in foster homes, which also may be bad places. In many cases, foster homes are abusive and dangerous for kids. And, again, you've got these kind of perverse incentives for the foster parent, for instance, to keep as much of the paycheck for each child as possible and dole out as little bit as necessary to keep the child alive.
Here's some generic cereal for dinner.
I mean, there have been cases with foster parents keeping kids in closets, keeping kids in cages, near starvation, sexual abuse.
In these things.
Right. I mean, just all over the place. So that's one of those open-ended questions. I don't know exactly how the marketplace would handle that, but I would imagine that if you had neighbors that you knew were beating their kids, and you and other neighbors were concerned about that, you'd figure out a way to deal with that situation, whether it be through ostracizing those people or offering those kids a chance to escape that place. Kind of like with the
paying the parents to take the kid away from them. I mean, essentially,
bribery,
that's what we
sure,
do now. I mean, when a child gets taken away from a parent, we, the public, pay to house them. I mean,
but make sure that in order, when you're paying them, here's again, we're just coming up with this stuff, right? So you pay them, but also say, hey, we're going to give you this check for 10 grand or whatever the amount is.
But you need a tubal ligation.
Exactly. You're going to have a vasectomy and a tubal ligation. And
that sounds like more than 10 grand to me. That sounds like 20 grand. Yeah. Fine.
Whatever.
You know, I don't know.
But now, doesn't that make more sense than taking that person and putting them in a jail cell? I mean, that makes more sense to me, and that's just something you pretty much just came up with, Mark. So, again, the question is, what other things would the marketplace come up with to disincentivize abuse, to ostracize people that perform abuse, and to save these kids? Look, for instance, at the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Are you familiar with them at all?
We were actually both Christians and we've been out of that for a long time. I
mean, yeah, but you weren't FLDS members, right?
Do what?
You weren't. You don't even know. You weren't FLDS members, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay, these people, they have in Arizona and Utah, they have these remote villages, for lack of a better term, compound, whatever you want to call it, where essentially there's some weird crap that goes on. They raise these people with some very strange beliefs. Little girls are getting married at age 12.
Old men marrying 12-year-olds as their fourth wife.
And having sex with them. And, you know, telling them that it's God's intention to have them do this. And so there are some people who've been in that community who managed to escape from it, who have now dedicated their lives to helping others escape. And that's, I think, something, you know, kind of an example of what could happen, where there's essentially an underground railroad of you know, people that are willing to help kids out of dangerous situations. Now, of course, if you take a child out of a situation and they didn't want to leave, then you might have a problem. So, to some extent, if somebody wants to stay in the FLDS situation with whatever weirdness is going on, I would suggest you would respect their decision, even if you disagree with it. And thanks, Christian, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. If we didn't get to all your questions, call tomorrow night. We do this thing 7 nights a week. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight for this live Saturday edition, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gun Scout, Gun Sight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see the Gunsight Scout Rifle at Ruger.com or buy it at your local gun dealer. It's the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle.
Let's talk to Michael over in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. Question for you.
Yes, sir.
If I have a home that I bought new 6 months ago for $400,000 in the Las Vegas area, and at some time in the last 6 months, the appraisal of $400,000 was reduced to $100,000 because of this so-called mortgage crisis. Should I go to the city council and ask them to reduce my taxes by 3/4?
Absolutely. Heck yeah. Do you even really have to ask about that? Why are you asking about that? Are you still there? I hear you breathing. Michael?
Why are you asking about that? Are you still there?
Apparently he's listening
Hello?
To himself. You've got to turn your radio down.
Hello?
We're right here.
Michael? I'm here.
Yep.
Can
okay.
You hear me?
You can't listen on the radio.
Hello?
That's the problem here.
I think
you
had audio.
We may have
issues.
Some sort of phone issues here. I don't know what's going on. Put him back on hold here. Let's talk to Zachary listening in Kansas. Zachary, you're on Free Talk Live. I want to know where he was going with that, but I'm not sure what the point was. Zachary?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. I was hearing, and I've been hearing over the past month or so, the critiques of Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy protests. And I've heard, like some of your previous callers have said, that the lack of a plan or the lack of any suggestions is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that to an extent, but I hear that mostly coming from critics on the right, so-called right.
Yep.
And they will, in the same breath sort of talk about the glory of the Tea Party movement and then criticize the Occupy movements as if they were somehow, less than stellar or something like that.
Well, right. It's not a right movement, so therefore it must be inferior and it must be bad. And they'll come up with, it's just this petty left-right paradigm nonsense. This my team, your team, red team, blue team crap that we continue to see. And I would ask those Tea Party people, what the hell was your plan? Do you have one?
Well,
how'd it go?
Well, let me bring this up. I was listening to NPR the other day because I kind of dig NPR, right or wrong. And they were interviewing an Occupy spokesperson, I guess for lack of a better word, who said that in some of the Occupy movements around the country, there is a concerted effort to recruit or invite or bring into the fold the original, what they call the original Tea Party, which is the Tea Party before it was utterly co-opted by the Republican establishment, kind of like the Occupy movement is actively being co-opted by the leftist establishment. And I really feel like, I agree with you, a lot of this is sort of intentional or not, a divisiveness that's being planted in the movement, which at its face and in its core is utterly similar to the Tea Party. It seems, when I think of the Tea Party surrounding, for instance, the early days of Ron Paul's real ascension into the mainstream and his acceptance, what little there is, that Tea Party that really was a at its core liberty-minded group that was not being funded by all these other corporations and foundations. And it has a lot in common with Occupy Wall Street.
I think so.
And I really, I've talked to you guys before about my hesitation to accept protest as such as an effective way of changing things. But I think it has a place, and I feel like if that can happen, and the occupiers at their core can reject the co-opting and the, sort of their assimilation into the democratic leftist machine, and they can reach out to those people that were Tea Partiers that maybe aren't now because they were disenchanted by how that group was sort of taken over, I think you'd really have something.
No, I think you're right.
I don't think they can resist. I think that the media
assimilation?
The media has already decided they're a leftist movement, and therefore that they're going. I mean, you've got Barack Obama using the talking points at this point, and I don't think they can resist the co-opting. I think that what
I don't see is
people continuing to rise up in different ways. The very fact that they're rising up, I think, is what's is the good thing.
Well, I agree with you that rising up is good, and I think that the Occupy movement is even more hardcore than the Tea Party.
Well, the Tea Party is out in tents.
Right. The Tea Party is never camped out. So they've taken it to the next level. I don't know if I agree with you, Mark, that they've been co-opted. I mean, certainly any time you have these events, the politicians are going to start floating around. They're going to start acting as though they were always on board.
But the
and they're
media
gonna start trying
writes
to...
the story. And at this point, the media
So you're only talking about the media's perspective.
I'm talking about history.
Right.
And history's being written, and it's being written by journalists.
Well, there's also blogs out there as well, and blogs are becoming more popular over time, and I think that, if you're actually on the ground, that's when you know whether or not something's been co-opted. And I can tell you that from my experience, and I haven't been to Occupy Wall Street, but I know that our friends Pete and Adamo are down there right now from LibertyOnTour.com, and hopefully we'll hear from them at some point over the weekend as to what's happening down there. But when you're actually on the ground and talking with people, that's when you can find out whether or not anything's been co-opted. And I see where you're coming from. You're probably right that it's the media's perspective that it has been. I don't know if it actually has been or what it means if it hasn't. It's one of those things we're going to find out over time. Zachary, anything else you want to share?
Well, I think that, I agree with you about the media's perspective and what the media will not tell people, and what we need to keep in mind is that every family has a douchebag, and that person is the one that gets the most attention. And when you see these crazy people, or these, some of these totally, utterly uneducated and directionless people in front of the cameras at Occupy Wall Street, that is the intention of the media to paint the whole movement with that face. And you have, we have to remember, we have to keep getting the message out and teaching others that, the douchebag on TV is not speaking for the rest of us.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely right about that. The media is a huge hurdle for people to overcome to reject what it is that they see as the, the gospel truth. Well, if it's on the media, that must be an accurate representation of what's happening. I mean, if you believe what the media tells you, clearly you aren't the kind of person that's going to show up at an Occupy or a Tea Party or whatever. You're still asleep. And thanks, Zachary. I appreciate all the thoughts. 855. 450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm told our last guy that we had trouble with, Michael, he's on the guest line. They're going to reboot the phone system. Hopefully that will fix whatever problems have been occurring here tonight. So we're going to come back with Michael. Hopefully he'll stick with us. We'll find out exactly why he was asking about whether or not one should get an abatement if the property tax value or if the value of the home drops precipitously. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday edition of the program. You may take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Hopefully, our phones have been fixed. So give it a shout. Give us a shout at 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Those phone numbers, by the way, brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses, large and small. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. They've been supporting Free Talk Live for many years now. It's SACL CAI. If you want to find out more about how they can handle accounts receivable for you, whether it's collections, early out billing, or purchasing charged off receivables, and do it with respect and respecting your clients, see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So you can, of course, take control here. And we actually had a gentleman on the line before. We were having some phone troubles, and I think it was Michael listening in Norfolk. Michael, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
All right, we can finally hear you.
Hello?
And you can hear us again, so that's good. You would
hello?
Ask
that?
Yes. Hello? You got to be kidding
me. Are you
me.
There?
Really?
It's on the guest line.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, we're here, but clearly you can't hear us. So, tell you what, put him back on hold, and we'll see.
Why don't you start giving out
maybe
the
we just
amp
shouldn't
number.
Take calls anymore. Yeah, okay, good idea, Mark. We'll give out the amp lines here. Well, actually, we can't give out the amp number because those are special, but we'll give you the regular, like, winner contest line number. How about that? 603-435-1105. Yeah, I know, it's long distance, but if the other phones aren't working, what can you do, right?
You know, a lot of people have long distance plans,
cell phones
yeah. All that
it's
stuff.
It's nighttime, so it's probably, you probably get the free nights and weekends. You're probably good to go with that. 603-435-1105. That is the backup number here. You can get on those lines if you'd like, and we will take your calls about anything. Now, to go back to what we were talking about before, because we don't have to have calls. We've got all kinds of things to discuss with you. The Ron Paul campaign and the Huffington Post piece essentially saying Ron Paul can win. And that's what it's called. Ron Paul can win over at HuffingtonPost.com. They were talking about how there is a certain phenomenon out there, and I called it the Black Swan because I read a book about them during my time in jail. But they call it, they call it a phase change. And they give the example of how when you pile up sand a grain at a time, you know, the pile gets higher and steeper, and then eventually it's that one grain that causes an unexpected avalanche of sand down the sides of the pile. So it's something that is inevitable, but you never know quite exactly when it's going to happen. You don't know exactly how it's going to look once the sand, you know, falls down. Of course, they're pointing out that this is happening on a nationwide level, and obviously a phase change on a nationwide level is much more complicated than just a pile of sand. And the author goes through different points about how he expects that this is happening. On how he expects this is happening here in this country now. And he talks about Ron Paul's appeal. So I'm going to pick up a little bit here from this piece. As anyone can find out just by talking to a broad cross-section of Ron Paul's supporters, his base is not uniform in its agreement on the standard issues of typical American party political conflict. In fact, Paul supporters vary significantly, even in their views of what in the old left-right paradigm were the wedge issues. Rather, they're united around concepts that could almost be called meta-political. Whether left and right really exist, and if they do, whether they're really opposed. In fact, we've said for years on this show that the left and the right, two sides of the same big government coin.
Yeah, it's hilarious to me how people are pitted against each other by, you know, the pundits on either side here, as if the left or the right has all the answers. If the left or the right had all the answers, then places like Texas or New York, states like Texas or New York, would be paradises. Because these are particularly red or particularly blue places. I mean, and they're not. So, people have to understand that, hey, maybe some of these ideas that some of these pundits are talking about are no good, and you need to adopt some ideas from the other side. And I think that the Liberty Movement really manages to mesh these two ideas from both sides well.
And it's interesting to see some of these ideas even discussed in, you know, what is essentially a mainstream article, the idea that the whole political spectrum is decrepit, that it's just nonsense and should be rejected. He goes on, this is against some of the other things that Ron Paul supporters agree on. While they may disagree on certain issues, whether a centralized government should even be the main vehicle for political change, and whether there are some principles that should be held sacrosanct for long-term benefit, even when they'll hurt in the short run. You know, like going through the recession so we can actually come out on the other side of it and no longer have meddling on the government's part. I mean, that would be the ideal thing, to have the government stop meddling, take whatever pain comes out of the corrections that come out of that, and then finally not have to deal with this crap for the future. But pain's going to happen, and there's no way to avoid it.
At this point, America has had its big party, a big drinking binge, and now the hangover has to come. It can be a short one, or it can be one that's lasted as long as the Great Depression. It really just depends how much the government gets involved. The more the government's involved, the longer it's going to be.
For those with eyes to see, such realignments and reprioritization may even be glimpses of America after its next phase change. Now, if Ron Paul has committed support from 10% of the adult population, and most of that 10% support him precisely because they believe he represents a whole new political system, an entirely new political settlement, then we may be close to critical mass, that is just a few grains of sand short of the avalanche. We'll come back with more of this here in a moment. We're going to give Michael one last try. This is the final try for Michael. Apparently, last time when we took him, he thought we couldn't hear him, so he decided to listen on his radio, which you never should listen on your radio when you're on hold on a talk show. If you can't hear us, just hang up the phone because something's wrong. But let's try him one more time. Michael, are you with us?
Yes, and I'll tell you that this problem is happening to many of the more controversial talk show hosts in America today.
Wait, what problem?
It's the first time that it happens to me, but it's the same pattern where the host cannot be heard by the person on the telephone. But
are you suggesting there's some sort of conspiracy afoot?
What did you say?
Are you suggesting there's a conspiracy afoot?
I'm suggesting that there is a pattern, and we need to investigate to find out what the reason for that pattern is.
So I don't think it's anything beyond the fact that phone systems...
And I'll just keep talking, even though I can't hear you, because what I have to say is very important about tax abatement. Because if the appraisers who fix our homes at a given price are used by tax assessors to assess our property tax. Then when those same appraisers tell us that the houses, our home is only worth two-thirds as much as it had originally been appraised for, or one-half as much, or in places like Las Vegas, where it's 60 or 70 or 75% off the original appraiser, if that's what's happening, then the city councils are guilty of fraud if they don't make corrections themselves in our property tax assessment.
Well, usually you have to ask for it, right? You have to go in and request an abatement.
Well, no. Because the average person out here doesn't understand that. They are going to be constantly overpaid.
That's the way it is. I agree with you. I get what your frustration is.
In my town, they do an automatic reassessment every 10 years. And I don't know what it is in different places. But,
oh, really?
So, therefore, that means that if it's in the middle of the 10 years, they have no obligation to go and reassess your house.
And they're certainly not going to be found guilty of fraud. I mean, even though you believe it to be fraud, the government people are completely... there's no way that they could be held accountable for these things. They're just so-called doing their jobs. They'll point to the system, they'll point to the legislators, and they'll say, hey, they set it up this way. We're just doing as we're told. So there's no way that you'd be able to actually hold them accountable. And back to your phone system complaint, that just seems a little paranoid to me, the idea that there just happens to be these phone troubles on different shows. Shows have trouble. It's technology. Sometimes things mess up. And thank you, Michael, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Stuff breaks. Technology goes bad sometimes.
Also, with you're talking about cell phones, it's different than a regular phone line. On a cell phone, it can be difficult to hear the other person talking if you're talking. And that's just one of the...
Depending on the phone or
the
whatever.
The features of the technology.
All right. So hopefully our phones are still working. 855-450-FREE. That's a toll-free number. Alternately, you can try 603. 435-1105. That'll ring right in here. We can pick you up there. So 855-450-FREE or 603-435-1105. More coming up. Your thoughts, Ron Paul, protests, etc. Whatever's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want, and the toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. Alternately, if we're having trouble, we may be having trouble with those phone lines, you can also try us at 603-435-1105, 603-435-1105, or toll-free 855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways. One of those ways is our chat room, which is built into the same page as our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and there you can watch and listen to the show as well as chat with other listeners. It's all free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what is termed as phase change in this article from the Huffington Post about Ron Paul, the idea that you keep adding a little bit of sand to a pile, and eventually there's going to be a significant change to that pile that will occur, the black swan events that happen without necessarily people expecting them to, and that's something you can count on. You can count on the black swan. You can count on the phase change. These things happen where history changes dramatically in a very short period of time. Look at the Soviet Union falling, for instance, is another example.
I think another thing, another aspect of this that's important for people to note is this is not a majority thing. A majority of the population are sheep that will go along with whatever happens.
So true. It's sad, but true.
And the fact is that there's about, eight.
Of course, none of our listeners are those sheep.
No, not those people. 8 to 15% of the population are what they call influencers.
Mm-hmm.
People that can influence other people very, very well. And it's those
like
people.
Like Lady Gaga.
She, I think she's a good example of that. And, frankly, a marketing genius. But it's those people that, that have the larger sway. And so you're talking in here in the Ron Paul movement, his support tends to vary between 8 and 20%, depending on the poll that you see. He wins, but you'll see he wins almost every single straw poll out there. Well, why is that? It's because his support is so deep and so passionate. And when you have people that are passionate like that, you will see one of these phase change things occur. How it's going to look at the end, I don't know. Many of the folks during the United States Revolution, the American Revolution, they talked about liberty and those sorts of things. I don't know whether they got a great deal more liberty after the revolution than they had before, but they had self-rule, and, things did change.
They did get rid of those redcoats.
Yeah. After a time, I think it took several hundred years, really. Several dozen years.
More for the piece here at Huffington Post. Another piece of evidence that the nation is close to a phase change and a gestalt switch is the very fact that the prevailing paradigm from which the mainstream media, established political class, etc. operate, has to ignore huge amounts of data about Ron Paul and the movement around him to continue to make any sense. The studied neglect of data as irrelevant. By the way, Ron Paul signs were at the Pumpkin Fest tonight in Keene. And as my understanding, they did a major outreach today to the Pumpkin Fest, which is, there are thousands of people here in our little Keene, New Hampshire, that come in from all over New
England. And New Hampshire matters on the political scene.
Yeah. The studied neglect of data as irrelevant and is invariably indicative that the neglected data are hugely important. So look at the, for instance, you were telling me, Mark, about these reports on some poll where Ron Paul did like the top three, where they just left him out of the reporting.
Right. They're
making an effort to ignore him.
Ron Paul will win a straw poll, and then they'll report on somebody else in the straw poll as if this is important and groundbreaking for their campaign.
So he points out if information doesn't really matter, why go to all of the effort of ignoring it? Specifically, on all the metrics that a year ago everyone accepted as useful indicators of political standing, Ron Paul is not just a front runner, but a strong one. First and most directly, he does extremely well in polls. The organization of his grassroots support is not just excellent, it's remarkable by historic and global measures. His ability to raise money from actual voters, as compared to corporations.
Sure. I mean, when you look at number of people donating to his campaign, I'll bet he's number one because he has a huge, huge base.
They say he's second to none.
Yeah, second to none.
And which is number one.
When you're talking about support from the military, everybody says that Ron Paul's foreign policy is absolutely insane. What they don't look at is that Ron Paul's raised more money than every other Republican running put combined.
That's true. In fact, they point that out in the article here.
It raised more than Obama. I mean, it's, you know, the idea that these war hawks, these chicken hawks, these cowards that support the killing of innocent people abroad say that Ron Paul's foreign policy is insane, but the very soldiers doing the fighting that these people would have out there catching hard, hard bullets with their soft, soft bodies are willing to put their money behind this candidate shows what a bunch of out-of-touch folks these are.
Yeah, they know what they want. They're no fools. His appeal to independents and swing voters is an order of magnitude greater than that of his competitors. And then they mention also here that his military personnel more support from all than all other candidates put together. If measured by donations, Ron Paul has the most consistent voting record, and he has the magical quality of not that was measured by donations for the military thing. He has the most consistent voting record. He has the magical quality of not coming off as a politician. He oozes integrity and authenticity.
Because he has it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody here knows what politics means. Politics means telling lies in order to get into office and then making deals back and forth to screw the American people. I mean, all we have to do is look at the results. Ron Paul has, 12 terms in Congress? They call him Dr. No. Why? Because he votes no
every single time
on unconstitutional stuff. They don't bother trying to lobby this guy. Lobbyists don't come to his office.
No.
They know better.
As far as we know, he has a personal life and marriage that reflects deep stability and commitment. To believe that Ron Paul's victory is a long shot in spite of all standard indicators that directly contradict this claim is to throw out all norms with which we follow our nation's politics. And that's a huge thing to do. The only way it can be done honestly is to present another set of contradictory reasons or metrics that are collectively more powerful than all of those that you're rejecting. And this article, this author says, I'm yet to find those. If it's true that the studied neglect of data to hold tight to a paradigm is the best evidence that that paradigm is about to collapse, then the massive and highly subjective neglect of all things Paulian is specific evidence that the country is moving in Paul's direction. So looking, for instance, at other examples of this, like with the record industry or the Motion Picture Association, you can see them. I mean, it's easy to do with them because it's one little niche area that you can look at. You can see them, the dinosaur, thrashing and trying their damnedest to stay
stuck
relevant.
In the tar pit.
Yeah. And the same thing is what he's saying is going on here with national politics as we know it. Of course, none of this means that Ron Paul will definitely win, but it does
mean...
One
thing's for sure, though. People will often say Ron Paul can't win, and the reason they say it is because no guy like Ron Paul has ever won. And that is a true statement. The fact is that government has, over time, the presidency, power aggregates power to itself. The presidency, over time, has gotten to be a more and more powerful office. It was not intended to be nearly
nearly so powerful as it is today. And the federal government has aggregated power from the states that is not intended to have. All you have to do is read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which I know the vast majority of my listening audience hasn't the foggiest idea what it says, so I'll read it. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor provided by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively. That means that there is no power that the federal government has that's not enumerated in the Constitution. Those powers belong to the state. But the fact is, the federal government has usurped all kinds of power from the state, and its federal judges just back that up. And nobody seems to care, or nobody gives a flying flip at a rolling donut that's what's happening.
It is worth returning to Churchill's career for an even more delicious example. Just days before he became the great wartime leader, his career had been written off as that of a kook, and he was being discussed as someone who had the extreme ideas and whose thinking did not reflect the mood of a nation. The House of Commons was abuzz at the time with his decline and imminent fall. And then rather suddenly, something he'd been saying for many years, that there was something rotten in the state of Germany, became so obvious it could no longer be avoided. Once the nation saw that he'd been right all along, he became the leader of the free world in a very short order. His career changed, Britain changed, the world changed. No one had seen that coming either. In fact, everyone thought they knew what was coming, that the kook was about to disappear into political backwaters, if not the political wilderness. Do I even need to draw the parallel? Asks the author.
Yeah, this is it. You know, I think this sounds great.
It's a great piece.
Yeah.
If Paul wins, last thought here, it won't be because he's the kind of candidate Americans have always gone for. It will be precisely because Americans have collectively decided on a dramatically new way of doing business, a new political and economic paradigm, and then he'll not only have ceased to be a long shot, he'll be the only shot. Neat stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like this could very well be the case. I don't know if it's going to be Ron Paul this time or Rand Paul in 2016. I don't know whether he's going to pass down the baton, but I can tell you that Rand set up for that.
There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts on the way. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Mark, you wanted to tell me about this 999 thing, which I really don't know very much about, so you'll have to tell me, like, you know, I've never heard it before, because I haven't.
Be happy to.
And so that's coming up. We'll explain that. 855-450-FREE and why it's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
All right. 855-450-3733. Alternately, you can dial the other number, which is 603-435-1105. Plenty of ways for you to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. It is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
There it is. Let's follow and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.